Oh, a little clash. Always welcome. It's 93.7 WEEI, Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson. And you can give us a call at 617-779-7937 or go to the Odyssey app, press that microphone button, and launch a take grenade. We play those later on in the show. And Ted had me worried, man. It was about maybe a month ago. We were talking about this Christian Gonzalez upcoming extension, and I just thought it was a done deal. How do you let this guy go after the year, after you went to the Super Bowl? You've got, you know, a good thing going. You're going to try to get rid of any bad press that you got from the whole situation with Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini. So why would you piss off your fans even more or make there be like more aggravation? Mm-hmm. Get something positive out there for the fans. And then you were the first one to just go, hang on a second. This isn't a fait accompli. This is not something that we can immediately say is a done deal.
That's my gut, and that's what I'm thinking. But there, I want to give you an example to maybe reverse your feelings on this, mm-hmm. and feel good about maybe what's going to happen. Is, do you guys remember when Stephon Gilmore comes in here in 2017 as a free agent?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember his contract at that time?
I don't.
He was, I believe, the highest paid corner.
Okay.
Malcolm Butler, who just, you know, who saved your bacon in the Super Bowl against Seattle a few years before, was let go. Okay, he was not re-signed, and they bring in Steph Gilmore and pay him the most of any quarterback or cornerback that year. So they
did with Revis too, right? Or what was the Revis
they
deal?
They traded for Revis, and I don't remember exactly the contract.
But it was just 1 year of big money.
So my point is, they're not totally against paying cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Now, you would think they would be more apt to pay their own homegrown guys,
yeah,
as opposed to, you know, Stephon Gilmore, who had never played for the Patriots, coming in and making all that money. But there is a precedent where they have paid that position top of the market, but it was a free agent and not a guy they drafted in homegrown.
5 years, $65 million when they signed Gilmore in 2017. Pretty good money.
Yeah, good money.
Back then it was.
But now they're looking at what, $31 million a year? Is that what
that's the standard? And probably he's asking for 35. And to your point, like
he is
best players in the league, 50. You know, maybe he's starting at 50. But I think this Bedard clip is pretty interesting. I had not seen this, and Bedard obviously did the research on this on the corners. Basically, he's saying there's only. Well, I'll just let Bedard set it up for you, because if you don't mind, this is him on Boston Sports Tonight last night on NBC Sports talking about how rare it is if Gonzalez gets this deal right now.
Now, I looked at the eight top cornerbacks and how much cash they got in year four and year five, even though they got quote-unquote extensions. Only two got big money in year four. That was Derek Stingley with the Texans, and I would argue they didn't have a lot of people to pay, so they paid him. And then Deron Bland with the Cowboys, and they're a circus with their contracts.
Sauce Gardner,
Sauce Gardner made $625,000 cash in year four. He got $25.5 million in year five. Most guys, Trent McDuffie, $2.6 million. That was last year with Kansas City. $2.6 million in cash. Got the new contract this year with after the trade to the Rams, $22 million. J.C. Horn, $3.5 million, then $30 million. Jalen Ramsey, $2.35 million, then $26 million. So, you know, where Gonzalez is not out of the ordinary. And the Patriots probably expect him to play ball. I think they're open to meet us in the middle. We'll give you a raise this year, but a lot of it is going to be an extension where he gets his money in year five.
Jeez, Ted, you are right about all of this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's just opinions and theories. You know, that's a Belichick technique. Is if you're going to, you know, especially a guy that's he's clearly worth a new contract, but you don't want to maybe give him all of it now. So you just to kind of get him through this year, you just, hey, here's a couple extra we'll tack on. And that satisfies him until you start this whole process over next year.
Well, I just think that he's not going to play. I mean, aren't you starting to feel that?
I feel that way. I feel he can rattle off all those names, Greg can. And I bet you Christian Gonzalez is like, yeah, so what? Yeah, so. I just get the sense he thinks he's better than all those guys and probably deserves a contract now. Based on what he did in the Super Bowl and in the season when he came back.
Those numbers right there just sounds to me like Greg got a phone call from the Crafts.
We're offering him $3 million this year. like Ted said, good faith, we'll give you $3
million.
Yeah.
But stick around, wait till next year.
Yeah.
Gonzalez ain't going for that.
No, he would not. And there was one thing that he mentioned in the clip that we played before the break that I don't see why this is a bad thing. They're like, well, he's not signed yet, so obviously something's wrong. I mean, a lot of times these things get settled like right before the season starts.
Correct.
We've seen that happen before.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, I kind of that's what I'm expecting with
in
this.
In fact, Deron Bland, the one guy he mentioned, August 31st last year is when he signed his deal.
That, which is exactly when I imagined if they signed Christian Gonzalez, that to be right around the date that they would do it. So I don't buy into that, well, things are obviously haywire because he's not signed. No, no, this is just kind of how it works. But I don't like it. And Ted, I got to think that as a player, you know, was there ever a smear campaign against you that was put out there, like by a reporter who had some sort of article that they wrote or anything like that?
No, because my contracts weren't like big public. This, you know, there was maybe my first big one.
Yeah,
was kind of a big talking point.
Bedard wasn't the GM by then.
He was not the GM. That was Andy. Yeah, Andy Weisenchuk was the GM. So. It would have been a tough, even tougher negotiation if Greg was the GM back then. I thought Pioli was tough, but I can't really speak from experience on that, on what it must be like to have a public kind of negotiation that obviously Christian Gonzalez has, but he's made it public by sitting at the Celtics game and doing the money sign.
Yeah. And you know what else he did? I don't think any of us would be talking about this if Christian Gonzalez didn't respond to Greg Bedard. It would have just been Greg Bedard speaking on one of his podcasts, which are very good. But I guarantee you 1/100th of the people would have heard about it that have heard about it now because Christians, it drives me crazy when athletes do that. Why do you say these awful things about me? Hey, world, look at these awful things that are being said about
me. Wait till he goes on Jalen's stream. That's going to really put it in the next level.
For sure.
774 text, though. This is Robert Kraft. Bill's gone, and it still goes on.
Oh,
you think that's what's happening here, that this is sort of Kraft's philosophy? He and Bill formed together, and now he's still carrying that through.
Ken, Robert Kraft spent a first-round draft pick to bring in Bill Belichick, who had a bad career with the Cleveland Browns, mainly and pretty much mostly because they saw eye to eye on the cap and how you pay players. So they were simpatico when it came to how you value players and how you should pay players. So Kraft is very the text was right. Kraft is very involved in this.
So you hang on, Stiz. You said that Bedard was sending some advice to Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah,
which I'm sure Christian Gonzalez wants to hear right now.
Yeah, this was Bedard the other day.
Okay.
So this aggregator said some members of the Patriots organization do not believe that Christian Gonzalez is quote physical enough. Two words. So that's where this came from. And if Christian is listening, my advice would be don't ever give those guys any sort of attention. This is what they dream of. They want to tag the athlete. They want to tag the media member, and they're hoping somebody amplifies it so that they make money. And they're just the bottom
you're
of the
talking
barrel.
About you.
Just,
wow. Is you're it you or Duff Kleiman?
You're talking about you. So, stop the clip. Stop the clip.
Don't give me attention.
Listen, whatever you do, don't make me famous. Don't get me hits. Don't drive up my traffic so I can charge more for ads on BostonSportsJournal.com.
Darn it, Gonzalez tagged me. You moron.
No, Greg knows what he's doing. Greg is very good at his job. And as I said, even if it's the Crafts calling him up and telling him this, I'd still report it. Because it's one of the decision makers, and that is their opinion.
Yeah.
But it's up to us to be able to decipher, well, this does sound like something someone's trying to drive down the value of a guy during a negotiation, and just kind of see through it all. Because that, to me, I don't know, but Greg's taking it personally, too. I think that it's when the people start to pick sides and just social media, I guarantee you, Greg's reading the comments, you are Patriot, and you hate the Patriots, I'm never reading your show again. And of course, they still will, and he gets more hits. And that's how it
but
works.
I've got to respect Bedard. He's getting it somewhere. I think maybe he's got the pipeline right to Robert.
Oh, he does.
He does.
I think he does. I think he has a red phone at his house that goes straight to the stop.
Straight to Robert Kraft.
I do. Wow. I really do. I think he's always been in with those guys. I think he wants to be in. I think partly Greg's always kind of, you know, had the desire to be in the front office of an NFL team. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is what they're feeding him. And part of me thinks it's because the ask and what Chris Gonzalez side is asking for is what you've been suggesting, Rich, which is not just the highest paid corner, but maybe one of the highest paid defensive players. And they're like, you know what? We got to get some bad, And if I'm Christian Gonzalez, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing what Jason Tatum did and have his trainer send out those stats for me. I would just sit there and go, what are the Patriots defense DVOA with me and without me? It's a huge, huge kind of like sign that would show you Christian Gonzalez is this defense is much better when he's playing, when he's not. I would just throw out analytics stuff on my Twitter feed if I was Christian Gonzalez.
Or as I said, just you know, yesterday, take the Super Bowl, edit out every awful play that the Patriots made, and it will just be a tape of Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
That's it, and just send it to him. He goes, here were the positive plays from the Patriots during this this Super Bowl. You ain't going to pay me now? Mm-hmm. You're not going to pay me? I delivered on the biggest stage. Nobody else did. Me! So pay me the cash, baby. All right, we got Rob Bradford is on with us. He has been out at the Home Run Derby. On top of that, he is going to be the All-Star game tonight. And I want to get his interpretation of what Wilson Contreras said last night. Was that a little bit of a shot at Roman Anthony and some of these younger guys? Because right now, whether you like it or not, Wilson Contreras is the face of this team. He is now the guy.
He's your leader.
And he's the leader, and last night solidified it. So we will talk to Rod Bradford, who, by the way, fresh back from Scotland.
Yeah, he got the kilt and everything.
The kilt and the balls are flapping. He is back. All right, we'll get to him right after this.